You know, some people see opportunity to take the advantage of somebody else's ignorance, and they are using. But you'll see how to go through life, how to be a believer, how to walk in faith, how to stand your ground. But see, you have peoples to deal with, but the main source that we don't recognize is this unseen enemy of ours who seeks to bring thoughts to our mind that's contrary to the word of God and have us thinking and talking and doing are different from him. But he said he wants your eyes to be open to see all the riches I have. That you don't have to go outside. Yes, this earth is here, but there's a world out there seeketh to devour you and take the advantage of you. Hello? Should I go there? Seek to take the advantage of you. That's why they make all these things so easily for you to get. Easy to get a credit card. My wife, now watch this. I used to know how to handle them, but let me just give you this analysis here. My wife and I was on our 53rd wedding anniversary, honeymoon anniversary. So, I don't go to Belk. But because she went to Belk, I followed her to Belk. I took her where she wanted to go. Now you watch this now. I had my credit card. I even went in my wallet. Got my credit card out. I found me a pair of socks I wanted. Holding my credit card in my hand, waiting for her to ring it up. Are y'all in the house? She said, do you have a Belk card? I said, no. Could I fill out the application? It's so easy to get. I'm making a point now. I said, go ahead. Because I'm knowing I can handle these things. She filled it out. I still have my card. I thought I won't use this card. She said, that's how I would kind of fall back. She said, that's all right. You can put your card up. That's how I take care. You know what I got in the mail? A Belk bill. It's so easy to get that stuff. But where we mess up, we don't know how to handle it. I got a Belk card now, but guess what? It's just a card. I got a bunch of more. It's just a card. They send them to me. I use only what I need. And I'm just saying, because I learned through the years, because I have gotten burned with these cards, and they taught me. I learned early back in those card days. I don't have a credit card bill, and I never will have another one. You know how you keep from having a credit card bill? They send my card out, and whatever's on that card, they say, you can pay $25 a year, like, yeah, right. You minimum pay me 20. They ain't enough to even pay half of the interest they would put on it. I just write the check and send them the bill. Well, have I always been there? No. I learned it from the Lord. Wisdom. I can handle any card you want to send me. But there was a time it would mess me up. Are you hearing me? I'm trying to teach you something this morning. And I want you to notice here. That's why Lord want me to take time. Now notice what he said. That your heart. See, when you're young, first get married, and then some people be married for 50, 40, almost 30 years still. Still unlearned. I'd like to say something there. They still don't know how to handle things. But you ought to learn, and when you first get married, if you don't know how, you ought to go to somebody and say, will you teach me something? Will you tell me? Here's something I'm doing now. I won't get too in a rabbit trail. Here's something I'm doing now. I thought I'd never do. I can do app, cash app. Shoot, come on now. I know how to go in my account and get me some money and send it where I want to. When they first mentioned cash app, I said, you cash your app from some. But let me tell you, you can do with the wisdom of God, and I'm just using it, most of you understand, especially the young people, I know. You can do with the wisdom of God in every area of your life and become successful at doing. Find out what God called you to do, then major on that. I've been called to preach and pastor. So that's my job. And I need to be successful at that. I need to study that. I need to meditate on that. I need to develop myself in that. Amen. So whatever you call to do, God wants you to be successful at it. So this is why we're reading this scripture here. So I'll get through it here in a minute. See, he wants to open your spiritual eye to see that you can take this word and become master over all these things that's in this earth, and there's so many tricks the enemy has to deceive you, to mislead you, and to misguide you, and to trap you with. You take this word, get your eyes, get your heart educated with the word of God, with the revelation knowledge of God, and you can handle any situation. Hallelujah. Now watch this. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it once again. The eyes of your heart. Lord, I know you're going to do it this way, but I'll obey. Is that okay? Sorry if I obey God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting another one because I definitely want to break this down to you. Now he said that the eyes of your understanding, this is what the King James said, the eyes of your understanding. The eyes of your understanding, being enlightened, being what? I mean, you see, you know. He's talking about your heart. I'm not talking about the eyes here. The eyes of your heart. The eye of your understanding, that's your heart. Being what? Enlightened. What are they enlightened for? That you may know. That you may know. If you know how to pray, if you know how to believe God, if you know how to, now listen to it. I don't want to vary too much here. If once you know, now listen to it. He said, this is one of the things he said about prayer. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and shall be what? Done unto you. Then that word will enlighten you in the area of prayer. And listen what it says here. See, all this, they know how to flow with me. See, I didn't give this to them. Because I didn't know I was going to use it.